Morning. I'd like to call the House Finance Committee to order. Today is Wednesday, November 4th, 2015. The time is 9 a.m. Members present are Representative Wilson, Guerra, Pruitt, Kawasaki, Vice Mayor Stadler, Co-Chair Thompson, myself, Co-Chair Newman, Representative Guttenberg, Gaddis, Edgman, and Munoz. We do have a quorum. Today we will take up any amendments that we may have on committee substitute for Senate Bill 3001 finance version with the TransCanada proposal. After dealing with amendment number one, we will ask for a vote for to move this bill. Do we have any amendments to offer? Representative Kawasaki.
Thank you. Mr. Chairman, I move amendment number one.
Chair objects for discussion.
Thank you, Mr. Chairman. I appreciate the indulgence of the body. I'll be quick. Some of the concerns that I had over the version of finance in both and both the finance and the Senate version resulted or was because of the work completed during fiscal year ending June 30th, 2016. I felt that was a very strict timeline. We had testimony from David Teal that that's not typical language to put into an appropriations bill. Subsequent to that, I listened to the finance testimony in the other body where they said essentially that they could do the business without having to they could do the business by that specific date and just come back to the legislature at an appropriate time. So I feel comforted that they can do that. I just wanted to make a comment. It just seems like there's too many cooks in the kitchen right now, and we're trying to micromanage the agencies. But if they feel that they can handle it appropriately, then I'm comfortable with that. Thank you. And I don't know if Pat Pitney wants to speak to it, but I'll otherwise withdraw the motion.
You were talking a minute. Representative Guerra.
On the amendment. Thank you, Mr. Chair. I can read the numbers, count the numbers. I made this point about a week ago. I know that there were discussions with the Senate Finance Committee, and if we added this amendment, we'd have to extend special session. But just in the future, I don't think this is a smart way to budget. When you tell an agency they have to spend all their money by the end of the year, they'll spend all their money by the end of the year, and they'll do it inefficiently. And when you instead give them the amount of money and say spend it on a schedule that is more efficient, if they end up spending it a month later or 2 months later but are more efficient with it, it's a smarter way to budget. So just going into next session, I hope we don't see more of this, because you know that an agency that's told to spend the money, even if it's not efficient, will spend the money. So it's just not a fiscally prudent way to run a budget. In my view, in this case, I'm comfortable enough that it's not going to make a big difference. So I agree with Representative Kawasaki that we can just drop the amendment and move ahead.
Just on that point, the governor's original bill did not ask for an extended lapse date. Generally, and I don't think I've ever seen a time where we've extended it out past that. You know, when we're in just 2 or 3 months, we'll be going through the 2017 budget, and that's when we should be asking for 2017 requests, in my mind. And I think that's what the department was thinking. But again, I just want to point out, even in the governor's original bill, they did not ask for an extended lapse. And so that's why we put the we wanted to just define that a little bit clearer. Representative Wilson and Gaddis.
And thank you, Mr. Chairman. You pretty much said what I was going to. I just want to make sure that was on record, that we are going in through our regular budget process. And if they need more money than this to go into the new year, they'll have that opportunity, and this will extend it until we get the budget process done. So I just want to make sure that's on record, that there will be another chance for them to ask. And I guess I don't necessarily think that the department will spend it just because we put a deadline on it. We are going to be monitoring it. I really appreciate that the chair is going to have it coded in such a way to be able to bring it back to us about exactly where the money is. And I guess I wish we would do that with more of the department so we knew where it was going. So thank you.
Correct, and I believe is what Representative Wilson said, is they'll have a tracking code on these monies as they get expended, so we can assure that we do know where the money goes. Representative Gaddis.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. And I guess I would echo my colleagues across the way that I agree that we do have some tracking methods. I think at any other time, I might tend to agree with the folks who brought the amendment forward, but as we opened up this bill, and we looked at a lot of things that we'd had unanswered questions, I have to agree with This amendment is not, the timing is poor on it. It's really not correct. I think that what we need to do is move forward, track the dollars, and quite frankly, answer the questions as we move forward.
Thank you, Representative Gaddis. Representative Guttenberg.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I think the amendment is very relevant in the context of the dialogue that we've had in this committee and around the building about government not knowing how to do business like the private sector. Well, first of all, if government's trying to mimic private sector, you're never going to succeed. Government can do a comparable job, and we have in other places, but I don't believe we've started going down the right track on this bill. This amendment, when significant people in the industry have been asked, how do you fund, it's by phases. They don't just give them, you have to spend this money this year. You have to spend this money to get to the next point. At the next point, we will see what's going on, and I think that the amendment starts to have that dialogue, and I think we need to have that dialogue amongst ourselves here and in other committees. What is the best way to act like a government in a partnership with the private sector? I think that's very important because they do it differently. We're going to hamper and hinder, and things like this in the future might slow it down. I don't think it's going to do it right now for this, but I think it's a reflection of how we have to change how we think about this thing. So thank you, Mr. Chair.
Thank you, Representative Guttenberg. Any further comments on the amendment? Representative Kozak.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I withdraw Amendment Number 1.
Amendment Number 1 has been withdrawn. Welcome, Representative Pruitt. So we've got Representative Pruitt's been here for a little bit. Is there any further discussion on the bill? Hearing and seeing none, Mr. Co-Chair.
Thank you. I move CSSB 3001 Finance 29-GS3812/I from committee with individual recommendations.
Do we have any objections? Hearing and seeing none, bill moves from committee. Hearing and seeing no further discussions for today, we will adjourn. Thank you.
A gas flow.